Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So there used to be a running joke with Duolingo that when you were trying to learn a second language, that if you were on the app, that little owl would follow you anywhere and everywhere. You'd open up your email. He'd be like, hey, you didn't study today. You'd be in an elevator. The emergency elevator phone would ring. You would pick it up. It's the owl going, how come you haven't studied today? Everywhere you went. There's a new one. And it's hitting me personally. And it's from Genova Diagnostics. This is the facility that sent me my in-home fecal test. So apparently when you open it up, you activate it.
Uh-huh.
And when it's not activated, they hound you like, hey, don't forget about us. Don't mm-hmm. forget about us. Don't forget. I can't. And I've been trying to ignore it because it's about the grossest thing that I can ever think of. But they will not let me ignore it. Right. So I get an email again today. And it came up in our post-show meeting yesterday also. So let me just preface this by giving you a little bit of insight in what our post-show meetings look like.
This is kind of embarrassing.
This is a weird one. This took the strangest turn ever on the show yesterday. So somehow, again, this in-home fecal test came up during our meeting. So we just started talking about it, and then Kristen had the suggestion to put together a playlist for me to motivate me to actually do this thing, because I guess they test the bacteria in your stomach, and I'm trying to get a whole bunch of studies done to try to figure out the way I'm feeling the way I am right now.
That was on air yesterday. Yeah. I was like, to give you motivation, I will put together a fecal test playlist, which I did and spent way too much time on yesterday.
So we will get to that in a couple of seconds, but I wanted to play the audio of our post-show meeting yesterday. This was all spontaneous, and we were just knocking back a couple of different ideas when we just started rolling with this, and it ended up in the strangest thing that I have ever heard on the Burt Show or off of the Burt Show before. Okay, this is yesterday's meeting. Poop test update. I think I'll actually, yeah. I mean, I guess I'll do that tomorrow after your playlist.
Okay.
It's hit or miss with poop in the afternoon.
But you can't do it before you have the playlist, because the playlist is supposed to motivate you.
Agreed.
A bet where the loser has to scoop it.
Ugh, can't do that to anybody. Think I could hire like a nurse to come in and do that?
Sure. Oh my God, you're that scared of looking through your own poop that you would hire somebody else to do it.
Why don't you have Mikey do it?
That's what I was about to say. How much would you pay Mikey to do it?
Come on in here, Mikey.
Now you get to
grab a microphone.
You get to call the number, Mikey. This is your number. You get to set the bar. Put your mic on.
I'm not comfortable with this, by the way. I mean, there are professionals that I could bring in that would do this.
Wait, can someone give me a starting number and we can negotiate?
No.
So let me just tell you, you know what the task is?
Digging through your
with a little itty bitty spoon and then putting it into a test tube, and then you have to send it to the lab.
150.
Mikey!
Only 150?
Mikey, you're missing a zero, honey.
Done.
$1,000.
Not too late.
You need at least more figs.
The initial offer was 150. I will see you tomorrow, 12 o'clock at my house.
All right, sounds good.
Are you going to be able to squeeze one out?
For 150, I'll hold it from the morning.
Okay, that'd be so embarrassing if you couldn't.
Mikey, you can say no as well.
Yes, of course.
You can say no without a retribution.
I need a couple dollars.
Mikey, he lives way out. Give a $1,000 travel fee.
Yeah, you need a travel fee.
I wouldn't do it for $1,000.
Give me a Greyhound ticket.
I think I could probably hire a nurse to come in and do it for $250, I'm guessing. $150 makes me feel like I'm taking advantage of you.
Because you are.
$250, though.
$250, absolutely.
Okay.
$250. Okay, and again, so just we have
all
of this.
I'm telling everybody.
Of course, because we're going to tell everybody. So this is all on the up and up. you agree to do this. You're not being forced to do this. You're okay with getting Bert's poop fecal samples for $250.
And Mikey, did he mention you have to cup your hands and catch it?
No, you do not.
I thought we were joking about this.
I wasn't.
We're not joking about this.
Absolutely not.
Oh, God.
Look, it's a legitimate opportunity for $250. You're down.
I'm down.
Okay. Your job's not on the line. You don't have to do this. Okay, it's just $250.
I'm not feeling pressured. I just need a couple dollars.
Done. I will hold it.
Are you comfortable with this?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I'll let you guys can figure out the details.
I'm still going to need your playlist for motivation.
Of course.
Okay.
Absolutely. Fecal test playlist coming tomorrow.
Thank you, my dude. I'll see you at my house tomorrow or Wednesday around noon.
All right. We'll give me a little heads up so I can go from Milledgeville.
Sure. I can even do it in your place if you want.
Oh, come over.
I come to campus.
Yeah, come over.
I can do it anywhere.
I know. A great toilet.
That's a four-hour round trip.
It's $250 and gas. How's that?
You'll pay for gas?
And I'll pay for gas.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better.
Okay.
That's what makes you feel better about the situation?
He agreed to it. I just want to make this sure he's not coming out of pocket.
It's working out to be a hell of a deal.
Make sure you charge for the premium gas.
Abby never suggests something unless you're serious about it.
I hope you're not getting the impression that I'm not serious about this.
No. We know you're. I know you're dead serious.
Okay.
Oh my God. So as it stands, Mikey is due over my house tomorrow at noon to sift through my poop and put it in the test tubes for $250.
I missed one meeting and this is what happens? Oh, Abby, that was foul to bring that up.
I think we were all joking. We didn't really know that he was going to take it seriously.
Oh, I was not joking. I don't know what that says about me and my radio history, but like, Abby and I had the same idea, and I was 100% not joking.
Hey.
And neither was Mikey. He's down for the $250 plus gas.
He needs a couple dollars.
He's ready to come in.
I cannot believe that.
Get it. The Bert Show.